In the early 1970s, Rauschenberg moved to Captiva Island, off the coast of Florida. Soon after, he began making work out of found cardboard boxes.
I think there is a great comfort that can be taken in the fact that we actually know what the materials are. They're self-evident. There's no sense of, like, sleight of hand. There's no bait or switch there.
One of the Red Cheek brand tomato boxes has mailing labels on it, showing that this was a box that Rauschenberg packaged up in his New York studio and addressed to himself and mailed to Captiva, Florida. You know, some art supplies or some books or something. So this is a box that really lived the move from New York to Florida, and then he immediately recycled it and turned it into a work of art.
I actually see that the linear unfolding of the cardboard itself has a direct relationship to the lines of language. So instead of periods, we have edges or folds. And the presence of ink, you know, in different places in this sculpture become a comma of sorts, a pause, a resting place, before we go on to other parts of the form.
I love the fact that he made art no matter what circumstance he was in. He found a way to make art no matter where he was. It's out of the stuff around him, and he just keeps making it. And I love that because as a writer, you know, there's this thing of, you know, where do you write? Well, you write wherever you are, or you write under certain circumstances.